Welcome to another episode of Sportscast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared.
This week, Eagles and Hawks swoop on minor premierships.
Butcher boys claim great escape.
Ants picked apart by Swans.
Tigers clinch grand final berth in the Upper Hunter.
All that and more in Newcastle and Hunter Sport. All right, mate, good to be back. A little week off after a few scheduling difficulties last week. How you been?
Yeah, good, mate. Enjoyed the mid-season break. But
plenty happening, yeah. A few other people didn't. We got some interesting reactions and a few little messages. And, mate, I think Robbo sent me a message and told me I was dead to him and reiterated the same at training. I thought that was a bit harsh, but anyway.
Robbo was stealing the chicken out the back door at KFC, mate.
No, mate, they love the KFC. Been terrorising different branches now. It's all happening. Anyway, mate, we might start with the Black Diamond AFL. We've got a bit of a limited time space tonight. So the final round of the season, mate, and Wyong Lake sneak in. So yeah. We'll start with that one, mate. Gosford, 9 goals, 11, 65. Wyong, 17, 11, 113. A fairly comfortable win there. Justin McPhan, 5 goals, and Lee Moore, 4 goals. Magpies, though, just too good, mate. Tigers faded, didn't they? They started the season all right.
They did, but yeah, Wyong, we thought they might have snuck there, mate. I actually took a look. They had a bye, I think, in round 2 or 3. They actually beat Gosford in round 1, 131-71, so almost identical scores. So they started off strong, did nothing for mid-season, and they come back and won their last 3.
Yeah, mate, in other results, you know, some of the stronger contenders went well as well. Nelson Bay, 6 goals, 11-47. Kalani Vale on the big road trip there, 12-16-88. Brendan Lewis, 4 goals. Lachlan Waters, the best on ground for the Bombers. Nice little bit of confidence heading into week 1 of finals.
Yeah, they're sort of singing along quite nicely, Kalani Vale. They're not sort of...
I think they would have been aiming to do more of a job on a side like Nelson Bay, I'm going to be honest. So, mate, they'll have their work cut out for them, but I guess we'll see from here.
That's right.
Mate, Cardiff, 76, 10 goals, 16-76 to Warners Bay, 8 goals, 10-58. Miles Peterson and Isaac Hughes were the best on ground for Cardiff. They had a few goal kickers, 3 with 2 and 4 with 1. And Luke Roach for Warners Bay sort of played a bit of a lone hand with 4 of their 8, mate. But, yeah, probably nothing too surprising there. Cardiff, you know, they'll just be trying to build into the finals and they will take on Wyong Lakes this week. And Warners Bay obviously coming into the finals as well, so a big game for them. And, you know, They'll take confidence out of it, even though it was a loss, I think.
Were they resting blokes or were they just, you know, did they get themselves up for the week before when they did play Terrigal and come second best? But
yeah, well, it's interesting to know, mate. It's hard to know with the Black Diamonds sometimes. And, yeah, I guess the proof will be in the pudding this week with the 7-team final series. Speaking of Newcastle City, mate, and Terrigal, Newcastle City, 7 goals, 10-52, with 7 individual goal kickers.
I saw that.
Up against Terrigal of Oga, 10-13-73. The Panthers' momentum rolls on. Big Brandon Thomas, 5 goals and best on ground. He's the only bloke in the game that kicked more than 1 goal, and he kicked 5. So not a bad showing in a almost top-of-the-table battle.
Yeah, I know they've got the week off. They'll be looking to keep him fit and healthy, I suppose, because he's been kicking bags full for them.
They've got a few key forwards there that, mate, they're just strong across the ground, the Panthers.
Yeah, they seem to be heading to lost 1 game all year.
That was very early on, mate. They've knocked off Cardiff and Newcastle City to finish the season. So, yeah, I think in some ways they might even be they might be a bit disappointed to have the week off because that momentum they've got after knocking off second and third in consecutive weeks is
semi-final top.
Both on the road too, I believe. So, yeah, nice. Huge, mate. It's interesting to have a look. I don't know if you've had a look too much at the draw for this weekend. Obviously, as we said, it is a 7-team final series, so... Second place 7th, 3rd place 6th, 4th place 5th. And then the lowest ranked of the winners, if you lose, you're out. The lowest ranked of the winners will play Newcastle, will play Terrigal, and the other two will play each other. But the interesting thing is 2 games Saturday, 1 game Sunday. The venues are determined by the Black Diamond ahead of schedule. So what's ended up happening is Wyong Lakes have snuck into 7th and ended up with a home semi-final.
Don Small Oval
in Tacoma. So they'll play Cardiff. That's a Sunday game. The other two games, Newcastle City will, I use the term very loosely here, host Kalani Vale up at Max McMahon Oval in Rutherford.
Yeah, right.
Home in Maitland. And mate, the interesting one, the final one, Singleton, who finished 4th versus Warners Bay 5th. Again, you can argue about who was the stronger side there. Obviously, Warners Bay having a game in hand against City. They'll play at Werriman Field in Musselbrook.
Yeah, right.
So, mate, a field that hasn't seen any Black Diamond Cup action this year.
I was looking at the names of the ground. I was trying to work out where they were, but
yeah, mate, it's surprising. I can't believe, mate, you should know these things.
Neutral venues?
Yeah, well, that's the theory behind it is I believe next week the grounds are number one sports ground and Adelaide Street Oval at Killarney Vale and the grand final will be at number one sports ground. So Newcastle City at a big advantage, obviously, if they do play there. That is their home ground, but everyone's known since day dot that that's where the grand final would be. So I'm going to be honest, mate, we'll fire through and we might start with the first of the Saturday games there at Max McMahon Oval in Rutherford, Newcastle City versus Killarney Vale, mate. Looking at all the games, mate, certainly the Cardiff and Newcastle City ones, I can't see either of them losing, but Newcastle City, I think, will win this one comfortably.
Yeah, the third of the big three, mate, but I think Killarney Vale season will come to an end this week, mate.
Yeah, mate, after that result on the weekend, it could be argued they're the second of the big three, even though they finished third. The interesting thing is, irrespective of what happens this weekend, neither Cardiff nor Newcastle City can play Terry Lavoca next week.
Yeah, right.
So
do they want to play?
So if well,
they're good.
The thing is, at the end of the day, they're probably gonna have to beat them to win a comp. So it doesn't matter whether you beat them in, but they can't play them. So they either lose this weekend and they're out, which is pretty outrageous. I think Cardiff dropped two games all year.
Yeah,
lose a third game to Wyong Lakes, who won like three at the end of the season and three at the start of the season, and you're out. Like, but yeah, as I said, if they both win, they'll play each other next week, and then the winner of the final game, which is the Singleton Warners Bay game, would play Newcastle. Would play Terry Lavoca. So both going Newcastle City comfortably, mate. Singleton Warners Bay up there at Musselbrook. How do you see this one shaping up?
I think Singo will get this one done, mate. They've sort of come home a little bit with a wet sail. Warners Bay will have their tails up after a close loss to Cardiff, but I think Singo in a nail biter.
Mate, I think the Bulldogs will get this one done. By far the more consistent side over the season. Singleton had a real lull. They will have the travel factor, obviously, but I'm going to say Warners Bay by about 10 to 15 points here.
Yeah, right.
Final game, mate. Sunday, Cardiff versus Wyong Lakes down there at Donsmore Oval, Tacoma. Cardiff will have the home sheds, but it obviously is an away game for them and Wyong Lakes at their home ground. So how do you see this one shaping up, mate? Can Wyong Lakes continue their fairy tale run?
Well, you don't know. You don't know what you're going to get with Wyong, but I don't think they'll get it done this week. But you never know in the Black Diamond, mate.
Mate, I haven't seen them knock off a top tier side yet, and I don't think that's going to change this weekend. I expect Cardiff to win this one. I expect probably in the third quarter they'll be up by a bit, and they'll probably start putting some players on ice. I think Newcastle City will do a similar thing on Saturday ahead of what will be marking as probably a big game. But interesting to see how the scheduling goes, whether they'll schedule that match at number one or whether they'll make them play down on the Central Coast and Terry Lavoca come up to number one just to negate home field advantages, but only time will tell. So, mate, that's got you've tipped all the higher finishing sides, the home side, so to speak. I've gone Warners Bay with the theoretical upset. Big weekend of footy. Get down to, you know, there's some widespread grounds, Maitland, Musselbrook and Tacoma. So get down to your local ground if you can, and promises to be some interesting footy, and that one up at Musselbrook promises to be a belter.
Will, mate, it will.
Moving on to National Rugby League action, mate. Round 22 behind us, only three rounds to go. We'll fire through the scores here and jump back to the Knights game last. So the Cowboys 34, Broncos 30, bit of an upset there. The Rabbitohs 14, the Roosters 18, Titans 16, Panthers 17 in a golden point thriller. No effect there of a change of coach, mate. Manly Seagulls 18, Canterbury Bulldogs 6, probably the biggest upset of the weekend. Parramatta 40, St George 4. Mate, those collars are getting real tight out around Cogra, mate. And the Raiders 20, West Tigers 22. That was a nice change for me, mate. We didn't just lose it late. We actually tried to mount a comeback for a change. And finally, the Melbourne Storm 14 outclassed by the Cronulla Sharks 17 down there, mate.
It was, mate. It was.
A few surprises.
Yeah, tipster's nightmare, mate. 2 weeks in a row.
I think it's been 22 weeks in a row it's been a tipster's nightmare, mate. This has been a hard season to pick.
And coming back to the big one, mate, last but not least.
Yeah, the Warriors 20, the Knights 4, mate. I had the good fortune of getting to catch up with a couple of the Knights players and overhearing and witnessing the media opportunity with Nathan Brown today. So there's a few little things that will come out of that when we get to the Knights game for this weekend. But very much the theme was that they talked about their defence while scrambling late in the set was good against the Warriors. It was really poor early in the set, and they just let their big boys roll on. You know, Ken said he'd score that early try, but then they just sort of went to sleep, and I think that'll be a big focus this week. They'll be putting that one out of their mind.
Yeah, they certainly will. Two of ours, Sheck was cutting them to pieces, mate. You know, he ran for 240 metres or something. But
there's plenty of blokes running for plenty of metres. So, yeah, certainly interesting. And we'll have those interviews with Daniel Saifidi and Herman SASA up around this week as well. So that'll be a bit more content for the listeners, mate. But, yeah, not too much else to be said. I think really there, Warriors completely outclassed them, and the Knights will just be putting that one behind them and moving on to this week's game against Penrith.
Yeah.
Speaking of this week, mate, round 23, we'll get some tips for you. We'll fire through these. Quick thoughts. The Broncos, they host South Sydney Thursday, 7:50 at Suncorp. Greg Inglis was rumoured to be back for this one, but he hasn't been named. He's another week away. It's pretty scary to think the South juggernaut that's flying along. Yeah, they lost the Roosters last week, but they've been quite strong, mate, and they're still GI to come back.
Yeah, they're sailing on nicely, mate. Bit of a blip last week, but I think they'll get it done this week and put a bit more pressure on old Bennett.
Yeah, mate, there's a lot of stuff happening up there. I hear during the week that Bennett and Paul White have had a falling out. Players left a party at Paul White's house to go to Bennett's house and all sorts of drama. So, yeah, they just look a bit of a rabble at the moment. They just weren't up to it against the Cowboys last week, who haven't been a strong side. So South comfortably, even though it's up at Suncorp. Next up, the early game on Friday is the Manly Seagulls versus the Gold Coast Titans. A much improved effort from the Titans last week and also from Manly. I just think Manly at home will probably be a little bit too strong here in front of a crowd of about 8,000 again.
Yeah, I think Manly will get it done. Try and save their coach.
Mate, he's quit, so I don't think they'll save him.
He's quit.
He's quit, yeah. Apparently effective immediately was the story I saw today, so... I think it's a pretty brave move, and I back him on it. I'll be honest, I haven't seen a first tenure coach that's parted ways amicably and then got another job. So you've only got to look, you know, Dave Ferner, Mick Potter, and plenty of others. Most of them end up without jobs. So pull the trigger and go and see if you can find another job. Be interesting to see what happens. A coaching merry-go-round in shoes, undoubtedly.
Certainly a lot of that.
Next up, mate, the main game, Melbourne Storm versus a resurgent Parramatta Eels, mate.
Main game, not the way Storm's playing, mate.
Wow, mate, they only lost to a Sharks side who were right in the mix, mate, so don't be getting too carried away. You lost to two premiership contenders
still
in 2 weeks.
Still agree with you, mate, they don't have a seven.
Yeah, well, mate, you wanted to argue that earlier in the year,
I think they'll bounce back this week, but the Eels, the Hayne plane's flying, mate. It's going to be a tight game, I reckon.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting one, mate. I just don't think you can bat the Storm. Back against the Storm, sorry, Parramatta. While they did dismantle the Dragons, a lot went their way and Dragons sort of sulked and sooked their way through it. So, yeah, the Storm, I think they'll get this one comfortably and bring Parramatta back to earth. Mate, the big game, Saturday afternoon, Penrith Panthers versus Newcastle Knights out there at Panthers Stadium. Panthers, no James Maloney. Watching the Knights train today, mate, Kalen Ponga running in the halves with Nick Meaney at fullback. So Nathan Brown was talking about, obviously, Ponga's coming back from that injury. They were talking about potentially resting him. I believe he's trying to the reason behind looking at playing him on an edge is to minimise the miles that he has to cover in the game, which obviously a lot more metres at fullback. And Nick Meaney, I mean, he was in good form and building while Ponga was out, played really well in New South Wales Cup last week. So, mate, I'm not against it. Jack Cogger hasn't exactly knocked my socks off, so it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, it certainly will, mate. But I think there's a lot of rumblings coming out too. Ponga's an outside chance of the Dally M, so it could be. I know they're looking at his long-term health, but...
Mate, I'm going to be honest. Nathan Brown is not putting Kalen Ponga in the halves to try and win him a Dally M.
Well, you never know. No,
mate. He's picking a side to try and win a game. Like, you don't want to risk your job. That's ludicrous. This is a sort of coaching effort of a rookie coach who's never coached before.
I'm picking Panthers, mate.
Yeah, I think the Panthers will win too, but, mate, I'm really looking forward to the forward battle. As I said, those interviews with SASA and Saifidi today, they've really sort of targeted, like, you know, Big Viliami Kikau and Regan Campbell-Gillard and James Tamau. It's a big explosive pack that the Panthers have got, and they're setting themselves a task. It's a very young pack the Knights have got, but, you know, the Panthers are probably, you know, one of the measuring sticks at the moment in terms of forwards.
They are. Old Cleary, I have a lot of pressure too with the next, well, yeah. They're saying three, but some sources are saying season for Maloney.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess we'll see, mate. Tyrone May's done a pretty good job when he's been in there. They've also got Luai floating around, but I think he's injured at the moment as well. The interesting thing, though, is I did see a stat during the week. The Knights' first-choice spine, which obviously at the start of the year was Ponga, Watson, Pearce, and Griffin, have played something like 170 minutes together all year. which is basically two games when you're left for golden point.
Chucking Moga in the
second. Mate, but Nathan Brown touched on it today. I overheard an interview with Craig Hamilton from ABC and he touched on it today. He said, look, the sheer number of their injuries hasn't been huge. It's been the fact that it's been key personnel and, you know, Mitch Pearce has missed a significant amount of time. They've lost Slade Griffin for the rest of the year. So certainly very interesting. And I think had they had those guys on deck, they'd probably win another three or four games. I don't know whether they actually make it into the finals, but I think they'd probably run eighth or ninth, tenth. Exactly. So, mate, and the experience that those young forwards are getting. So, yeah, I think the Knights will be building. But, again, Penrith for me. Next up, mate, this one could be anything. Saturday, 5:30 at Leichhardt. The West Tigers host the St George Illawarra Dragons. Tigers need to keep winning. The Dragons need to keep winning so they don't slide further down the eight. There's whispers that Paul McGregor's under pressure now.
Been under pressure for 3 years.
Mate, so, yeah, well, mate, when you start like that and then fall away, there's certainly going to be some interest. There's talk that Wayne Bennett might end up back at the Dragons.
Get on the carousel, yeah. Mate.
Mate, so anyway.
Paul's loving it.
I'm going to get the Dragons to bounce back and really make the Tigers' job very difficult on the run home.
I'm going to go Tigers, mate. I think they're in a bit of a good patch at the moment.
Yeah, right. I guess we'll wait and see. Next up, mate, the Sharks and the Cowboys, both last round winners against sides that were sort of, you know.
Cows won and they've gone from second last to last on four and against.
Yeah, well, mate, doesn't... you ought to win by more, obviously. So, mate, I can't see the Sharks losing at home Saturday night here. I think they're really building nicely and... I don't know that I'd have them as a genuine contender, but they're there and thereabouts for a top four side at the moment.
Yeah, I'll go Sharks, mate. And I think they could be the Smokies for fourth spot.
Next up, mate, the Bulldogs host the Warriors. The Warriors will take some confidence from that win at home against the Knights. It wasn't the prettiest, but it was a good job. The Bulldogs, they came back to earth with a loss to Manly. They'll be aiming at playing the spoilers and putting some more space between them and that wooden spoon.
Is this at ANZ?
It is at ANZ, mate.
That's expected.
Sunday, 2 o'clock, yeah. They might have enough people to fill one bay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Warriors, mate, to carry on.
You're going down with Big Al's tickets, are you, mate? You'll be there.
I'll be there Saturday night. Same venue, but different code.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, mate, I think the Warriors will get this one done. Who knows? They're so unpredictable, mate. Be interesting to see. Final match of the round. The Raiders host the Roosters. Mate, I've given up all hope. So, mate, the Roosters by plenty down there at GIO, 4 o'clock, the Channel 9 game.
I'm
going
to go Roosters by 2.
Roosters by 2. Right, lovely. Yeah. Well, that's the NRL, mate. We'll move on to the Group 21 action, the first of the competitions to enter their final series. Thanks to our friends at Air Relax Australia, Big Troy. He's putting his feet up into the off-season. I see their silly Saturday went well into the week. So
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, mate, he was going hard. He's one of the last four left standing, I think, which isn't bad for a bloke that only played one game.
Yeah, nice.
The minor semi-final, mate, Musselbrook 32, defeated Singleton 12. Singleton were on a massive run coming into that and just couldn't maintain their momentum.
They were arguably the form team of the comp. I know they were near the bottom, but they beat everyone coming in.
They beat everyone, mate, yeah. I think they won 8 of their last 9 or something like that. So
a puff.
Yeah, exactly right. Musselbrook too strong and... they go through to take on the loser of the major semi-final, Scone. They went down 24-16 to Aberdeen Tigers, who've been the benchmark. They're the minor premiers, and they're first through to the grand final, mate.
Yeah, are they hosting the grand final?
I'm not 100% certain. I believe they will host it, but, yeah, because there's not really a neutral ground up there. So,
Aberdeen.
So that sees Saturday afternoon, 2:30. Scone host Musselbrook at Scone Park, mate. Who do you like here?
I'm going to go Musselbrook to carry on their form, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Rams as well. I just think, they started to turn the corner a little bit and they were comfortable winners over Singleton. Scone really caught with Aberdeen in the arm wrestle, but sometimes it's really hard after you get yourself up for that game to come back, even though they're at home and the expectation's probably on them. Musselbrook, nothing to lose. They're going to, you know, ball to the wall and have a crack at this. And I think we'll see an Aberdeen-Musselbrook grand final in about 10 days' time.
Should be very exciting up there for the Upper Hunting folk, mate.
Yeah, mate. She'll be a cracker. Always a good one up there, mate. Hopefully they're going to have a repeat of a couple of years ago when they had that grand final that went to about 112, 113 minutes with just extra field time. Goal shootout, extra time after extra time, mate.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, next up, mate, the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League. I've had some messages from a few of the clubs and a few people and trying to get up to date with what's going on everywhere. And we're going to have a quick run through with this being the final round of the season of all four grades, mate. Start with A grade. Last week, Fingal Bay 12, Dora Creek 24. Dora, the road trip was worth it. In a game where defence was clearly optional, Raymond Terrace 44, Stockton 46. That's more than a point a minute. Luke Handsaker with 3 tries and 6 goals for Raymond Terrace. 24 points, still wasn't enough. Darken Dryden with a double, the brother of Newcastle boxer Kyron Dryden. Darken, either a former or current boxer, I'm not sure if he's still boxing himself. And Warren Towers, 7 from 8 goals, which was the difference. The laser boot of Warren Towers there. Belmont South, 22. Shortland, 12. Jake Backus with a hat-trick there. Very crucial. Really keeps that battle for second alive. And in the final game, Katara bounced back after their previous loss to Raymond Terrace and ended Cardiff's little winning run they'd gone on and their slim hopes of the finals, 30-28. The difference there, Gavin Nichols with 5 of 5 conversions. Not bad either. Katara's gone through a few kickers this year, so very interesting to see. So that leaves the ladder, mate. Socton, comfortable minor premiers on 22 points with a round to go. Shortland on 18. Belmont South, 17. Dora, 17. With games this weekend, very crucial, depending on what happens. Dora Creek play Belmont South, so if Dora Creek were to win and Shortland lose, that would see Dora Creek jump up to second and give them another bite at the cherry. And there's all sorts of permutations that could play out. Katara there on 12 with a 0 points difference. Raymond Terrace on 10 with a minus 28 points difference. So they'd need Katara to lose by, you know, say 15 and they win by 15 to leapfrog them. It is a top five in A, B and C grade.
So Katara could be making up the numbers by the look of it.
Well, yeah, mate. But at the end of the day, they've been in arm wrestles with some of these teams and they've knocked over Stockton, so anything's possible. And then Cardiff on 8 and Fingal on 6. Now, the interesting thing is the first game I'll go through here is Cardiff versus Fingal, the battle for the wooden spoon. Cardiff need to...
Spoon bowl.
Need to either... They basically need to win, draw or lose by less than 8 to hold off the spoon. Fingal obviously need to win by more than 8 and they will claim 7th spot. So it's at Cardiff Oval on Saturday afternoon, mate. Who do you like?
I'm going to go Cardiff, mate.
Yeah, me too.
Is it a relegation in the...
No, mate. They get regraded each year, so...
Sure.
Yeah. Fingal will be really aiming, mate. They won the B grade 2 years ago. They won the A grade last year. So they'll be really aiming not to end up with a wooden spoon. But that's the first of the game. Next up, Stockton play Katara. Very interesting to see what Stockton do here. They've got a cast of thousands on their books, whether they rest some of their key players, the likes of Warren Towers and Will Meehan.
Chase Bamback, former first grade.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate. There's plenty of them floating around there. So Chase has been playing as mostly as a utility player for them. So be interesting to see what Stockton do. And Katara, as I said, you know, they know if they win, they lock in fifth place. And, you know, from knowing Boo Taylor, he'll back his side to go from fifth and win it, especially, you know, if they get a second win against Stockton for the year. You know, all you got to do from there, it sounds complex, but it's not. All they got to do from here is win 5 games, which, you know, plenty of teams have shown they can do. Who do you like here, mate?
I'm going to go to Katara in a massive upset, mate. Now, you've put it in my head.
I'm going to go Katara as well, mate. I think Stockton might rest a couple, as I touched on, and Katara have already shown form to beat them when they were a little bit light on players. Next up, Shortland host Raymond Terrace. Raymond Terrace obviously needing to win to have any chance. They need to win and have Katara lose, and obviously those margins that we talked about. They go to Tuxford Park, mate. Shortland, if they win, they lock in second. If they lose, they can drop as low as fourth and end up in a, you know, no second bite at the cherry. So they will be trying to aim up, especially after that loss to Belmont South. They've sort of faded in the back half of the season. And, yeah, mate, I think Shortland will get the job done here against Raymond Terrace and lock in second place and a battle against the winner of Belmont South, Dora Creek.
Yeah, I'm going to back the experience of Shorty, mate, to get it done.
Yeah, mate, my mate Chris Marlborough to star there, I reckon it's time for Chris to shine. Final match of the round, as I said, third play fourth. Dora Creek played Belmont South. They had a draw only a couple of weeks ago in a catch-up game. It's out at Neville Thompson Oval, the luxurious Neville Thompson Oval, mate. Friend of the show, Rod Gibson, loves the fact that they won that first ground of the month,
still mate. Looking good, mate.
Mate, it's coming back slowly, I'm told, so I haven't been down on the train recently to go past, but... I'm told it's looking very nice. So, mate, who do you like here? Belmont South and Dora Creek both coming off crucial wins.
Yeah, I just think Belmont's lifting, mate, and I'm going to go with the boys, my little bunnies from Belmont, and I think they'll get it done in a nail biter.
Mate, you know what the interesting thing is if Raymonteros do beat Shortland and Belmont South and Dora Creek would have another draw, they'd all finish on 18. It'll come down to four and against who gets a second bite at the cherry. So it could be an absolute, yeah, it could be an absolute disaster for going back through the four and against and making sure it's all right for Newcastle Hunter Rugby League. I'm going to back the boys from Belmont South as well. I think they'll get it done. I think that will see them finish third. They will then play Shortland next week, and Dora Creek will play Qatar in the elimination game. So, yeah, certainly plenty there, mate. Jump into B grade to keep moving along. An interesting one here. Woodbury all but minor premiers, and they forfeited to West Wallsend last week.
Right.
So not sure what's happening with numbers there. Some interesting results. Kersley 38 defeated Dudley 32 in a game that doesn't affect the finals. Both those sides out of reach now. Another game where tackling looks like it was optional. Wallsend Maryland 56 defeated North Newcastle 24. And the final match of the round, the previously high-flying Mallabulla were defeated by the University of Newcastle 34-26. That's five on the trot for University. They've beaten every top five side. The president of uni has been into me a little bit, saying that we didn't give them enough credit. So giving the credit where it's due now, they are on the march, mate. They currently sit in fifth spot, but depending on results this weekend, they could potentially... I mean, if there's a couple of upsets, they could potentially leap up to maybe second or third, but it's highly likely just due to their for and against that they probably will end up running fifth. But yeah, they're going to present a real danger to sides on the way home.
They are, mate. They're coming home with a wet sail and they're very passionate out there on campus. And
they are, mate. So
obviously in the middle of semester two.
Yeah, exactly. So, mate, the ladder at the moment, Woodbury 19, Wallsend Maryland on 17 with a for and against at 82, West Wallsend on a 17 with a 4 against 78, so nothing separating those two. It could be the margin of results this week that determines who finishes second and third. Mallabulla on 15 plus 122, so a win this weekend could see them leap up into the second bite at the cherry. And University 15 on plus 24, so even a win this weekend, they'd need to have a big win and have West Wallsend and Wallsend Maryland probably both lose by a big margin to get through. Kersley on 11, North 7 and Dudley 2. It starts off this weekend with a game. I haven't had it confirmed yet, but I'm going to assume this is the Bar TV game. University host Kersley, Uni number one, Friday at 7:30. Mate, the Seahorses will be looking to put on an absolute clinic here to give themselves a shot at maybe leaping into third, but it'd be optimistic, I think.
Yeah, I think they'll get it done, but yeah, they got the form, mate, so who knows?
Yeah, mate, I think they'll win this one by about 20 to 30 points, but I still don't think it'll be enough to get them in the mix. It might leap them up to fourth, depending on results, but that's going to be about it. Next up, Dudley host West Wallsend at Dudley Oval, Saturday, 3 o'clock. This one, mate, I saw Westy absolutely put the clinic on against Dudley a few weeks ago out at West Wallsend. I don't think the change of venue is going to make that much of a difference. West Wallsend will be fresh after picking up 2 points from that forfeit via Woodbury.
Yeah, I think they'll get it done, mate. And will Dudley turn up?
Oh, mate, they'll turn up. It's just a matter of how many of them. And, mate, they've battled through this year. They've done a really good job, Dudley. They've been very light on numbers. A lot of players that had sort of promised and expected to turn up haven't. So next up, mate, Wallsend Maryland host Woodbury first versus second. I think if Wallsend Maryland win this one by about 60, they can claim the minor premiership. But... very disappointing that Woodbury obviously forfeited last week. I'm sure they'll be looking forward to heading down to the Grange, getting some form on the board heading into finals.
Yeah, I think Woodbury will bounce back from their forfeit, mate, and they'll get it done.
I think Wallsend Maryland will beat them, but I don't think it'll be enough to claim a minor premiership. Wallsend Maryland will be very adamant they need a win to finish. Obviously they have Mallabulla clipping at their heels and Mallabulla play North, so Wallsend Maryland and West Wallsend will both realise that a loss this weekend could see them fall to fourth, which is obviously not where you want to be in an elimination game, especially considering the likelihood of Uni finishing fifth, who've knocked them all off in recent weeks. Final game of the round, as I said, North Newcastle host Mallabulla Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at Passmore. Neither of these sides in great form. North Newcastle, I caught up with their coach, Tony Delaney, maybe a couple of weeks ago out at Hawkins Oval there when they're having a Friday night session. And they're struggling for numbers, but this is a big grudge game for them. There's a few blokes that have crossed camps at different times over the years and North's, you know, connection to Nelson Bay. So it'll be an interesting one. And I'm actually going to tip North to get the win here and finish their season on a high on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to go the away team, mate, just to be different.
Yeah, so who are you tipping, sorry?
Mallabulla.
Yeah, lovely, mate. I'm just making sure you actually knew what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mate, based on my predictions, I see that Woodbury will finish the minor premiers on for and against Wallsend Maryland. I think they'll actually only win close, and West Wallsend will win by a bit more. So West Wallsend will jump them into second on for and against.
They'll play each other?
They will play each other in week one of the finals. Ooh. And then that will see Malabula, pretty much irrespective of whether they win against Norths or not, they will play against Uni. It'll just determine which shed they go into, I guess. And as we said, Kersley 4 points away, so their season is done and dusted. Moving on to C grade, mate. There's plenty to talk about.
Saw one score.
Yeah, mate. There's plenty of interesting scores here. So Morris at 16, they were defeated by Windale 36. The boys, Matty Garrick and Coe out there, Drew Buxton, Scotty Salter all flying high. Matty, we're still waiting for that double, mate, so maybe pull your finger out this week. But they had a big win up there, down there at Morissette on Friday night, mate. Glendale 24, they put up a real fight against minor premiers East Maitland 28. Awabakal, mate, they've found themselves on the bottom of the ladder against Dungog 20-40 at home. They got beat at Walters Park. Awabakal was, you know, I think they won their first three games. They've only won one game since. So find themselves on the bottom of the ladder and in a real battle. Now they could end up with a wooden spoon after, you know, 5 or 6 weeks ago. It looked like Dungog were a sure thing for that. And Dungog are only just going to miss the finals based on results this week. And finally, Swansea 92 defeated Aberglasslyn 16. So just to put that into perspective, these two teams were only a win apart a week ago. So Aberglasslyn were sitting, sitting in fifth coming into this round, but yeah, there was not much separating the two of them. But Swansea absolutely put the cleaner through them down there at Parbury Oval. And yeah, really stating their claim for being a premiership contender.
Yeah, I saw, I had a look at the team list. My cousin wasn't there, mate.
Don't go making excuses, mate. Don't go making excuses. I do understand Aberglasslyn had a fair few out, but, mate, 76 points is a huge margin.
Yeah, big trip down there to Swansea, mate.
It is, mate. So that sees East Maitland sitting on 24, as I said, locked away with minor premiership. Windale all but guaranteed second place. They're on 18 with a four against a plus 170. Swansea, they're locked into third pretty much, 16 plus 117. So obviously it'd take some big results this week. I think they play Windale. So if Swansea were to beat them by 28, they 27, they'd leap over them. Morissette, they're on 13 with a 4 against a minus 10. Aberglasslyn, 12 points, minus 68. The last of the finals contenders, Glendale, showing a bit of form last week, 10 and minus 32. And then Dungog and Aberglasslyn will be fighting out the wooden spoon based on their results this week. And, mate, yeah, so Glendale hold faint finals hopes. If they can get if they can beat Dungog and Aberglasslyn lose to a Awabakal, they'll leapfrog them just due to for and against, mate. So, yeah, so start off Dungog and Glendale. Dungog in pretty good form. Glendale starting to bounce back. Can Glendale get the result up at Bennett Park and keep their finals hopes alive the early Saturday 2:30 game?
No, mate, I'm going to go with the home team, Dungog.
Dungog to
get another
extinguish,
win.
Extinguish, and that would actually leapfrog them over Glendale, which is pretty outrageous, considering you wrote Dungog absolutely off a few weeks ago.
Back.
I'm going to go Glendale to get the win and put the pressure on Aberglasslyn with their, because they play on Sunday, Aberglasslyn, which we'll get to in a second. Next up, East Maitland host Morissette up at Hennepenny Stadium, their King Edward Park, Saturday 3 o'clock. I expect East Maitland to win this one. I think they'll have the cue in the rack a little bit, but I think they'll probably win this one by 4-8.
I don't know how that isn't got a nominal, might not be the best ground, but the best ground name.
Yeah, well, that's not an award, mate, so yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go East Maitland.
East Maitland to win and continue their build. They'll be wanting to get some runs on the board with a week off next week. Windale hosts Swansea, second versus third, mate. Pretty much irrespective of results, these two will play again next week.
Derby.
So it is the derby, and again, they'll play again next week. So it'll be interesting to see how both teams approach this. I'm sure they'll both want to be continuing their momentum into the finals. Swansea, can they rack up another 90 points?
No, I don't think they'll get 90. I think it'll be a high-scoring win to Swansea, about 38-32.
Yeah, I don't know that it'll be that high-scoring, but I think Windale will get the job done. I can't go against my boy Matty Garrick. I'm expecting his double this weekend, and I'm going to see Windale running out winners 29-16.
Field goal, you love it.
And so based on my tips, mate, Glendale will sit on 12 points heading into Sunday. Aberglasslyn will know on Sunday what they need. If Glendale's already lost, then they know they don't need to win, which again could very much influence who turns out. And yeah, they host Awabakal, and again, Awabakal will know what they need to do. If Dungog's already won, they're locked with the wooden spoon. If not, then, I mean, it could be really interesting. If Dungog win, a Wobbegal's guaranteed the wooden spoon and Aberglasson's guaranteed fifth spot, they might just decide the result by boat race.
Go to the pub, yeah.
Yeah, mate. Uncle Shane Tapper would be very keen on that, I think. And it'd save the club about 6 to 7 rolls of strapping tape as well. So that's about $70. That's a lot of money. A lot of money for a second division club, mate. So I think Aberglasson will get the win there and lock in their fifth spot. Again, depending on results, they could leap as high as fourth, but they still play Morisset next week if they win. So, finally, mate, D grade. Now, the D grade competitions are both 4-team finals. They only have a 3-week final series. I was having a chat to a couple of clubs from the D grade South today. It would be great. We sort of came up with talking to Cardiff. It'd be great if because they finish a week early, if the North and South winners could play off on grand final day, but. I mean, after you've already won a grand final, I don't know if you want to play in another one. It's like the Queensland Cup and New South Wales Cup. But just putting it out there, Newcastle Hunter Rugby League. Have a think about that one. So D grade North, mate, currently sits, I'm not going to run through results, but Gloucester 25, Paterson 23, Stroud 18 and Hinton 15. The top four are locked in. And due to the fact that Raymond Terrace have already declared their intention to forfeit this weekend, Gloucester will be the minor premiers. They'll finish on 27 points. So they'll play Paterson week one of the finals, and Stroud and Hinton will clash. We'll run through the other games this week. So Stroud and Hinton play this weekend as well. So they're going to play 2 weeks in a row. I think Stroud at home will be too strong there, mate.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you, mate.
Yeah, thank you for that solid input. Paterson River in second. They'll be looking to continue their momentum. They come up against Clarencetown in a Hunter Valley derby, mate. How do you like that one?
I'm going to go Clarencetown, mate, in an upset.
Clarencetown in an upset. You think Paterson River might rest a few?
Yes.
Yeah, lovely.
It seems everyone in that comp knows who they're playing for the next 3 weeks.
And final game, Karua host Tea Gardens. The battle for, depending on what happens there, Karua could jump as high as fifth, but it's not going to get them into the finals. So Karua and Tea Gardens, both only 3 wins for the season, so they'll be both eyeing a win. Karua in pretty good form. They pulled an upset win over Clarencetown last round, I believe.
You're right. Well, I'm going to go entertaining draw, mate, to get the punters happy.
I'll go the Ruse by plenty against the Hawks. So as I said, that'll see next week, first week of finals, Gloucester will host Paterson and Stroud will host Hinton. I did hear some whispers, but it's not yet confirmed, that some of the D-grade finals may even be played Friday night next week to work in with Bar TV. So
yeah, nice.
Watch this space. Finally, D-grade South, and the reason there's only 4-team finals, there's only 6 teams in this competition. The great thing is that I believe, just depending on for and against, which I'm waiting, I couldn't get confirmation around exactly where they sit, everyone's in contention still, depending on results.
That's what we want, mate.
Katara, mate, they're minor premiers on 20. Abermain locked into second on 16, so they will play each other in the first week of the finals. Cardiff secure a finals berth. They're on 13, but can drop to fourth. Maitland United on 12, Wanji on 10, Morpeth on 10. The equation's pretty simple. The first game, Maitland United do host Cardiff up at Talara, Coronation Park. They win. They're into the finals. If Cardiff win, they obviously lock in third and not too much there. Morpeth play Abermain at Ray Lawler Reserve out there in Morpeth, another one of the lovely picturesque upper hundred grounds. If Morpeth can get the win, depending on for and against, they can sneak in. And Wanji host Qatar at Wanji Oval again. They're on 10 points as well, so they could jump Maitland United depending on results. So watch this space as the who Cardiff play in next week's first semi-final, mate. Who are you backing to sneak in to fourth spot?
I am going to tip. I think Morpeth might get there, mate.
Morpeth from the bottom. They're going to jump for the wooden spoon. I'm going to go with some of your old mates, mate. Ivan Lemalama and Shannon Turton out there at Wanji. Bounce back, claim a win, and they'll take on Cardiff next week.
If
Maitland United do beat Cardiff, they'll play again next week. Well, mate, they're going to have all troops on deck for A grade is my thought process here, as they need to win there to lock in the fifth spot. They're home and hosed here, so I wouldn't be surprised if they keep some fresh reserves up their sleeve for A grade. And the fact is that they're playing at two different grounds as well, so I believe they play at Lynn Oval on Saturday and Wanji Oval, two fairly distant and both at the same time.
Yes.
A quick shout out to, if you are heading out to the footy on Saturday at Lynn Oval, they've got the Harry's House fundraiser, the Stockton Sharks old boys play their annual charity day. So there's footy on there from about 12:30 to 4:30, great family day out for a great cause. So if you can get to Lynn Oval, make your way there. It would be, it'll be a cracker of a day, and those old boys games are always entertaining, mate.
They certainly are, mate. reffed a few in the rugby, and they're always entertaining.
Yeah, mate, you know, we nearly qualify them for them ourselves. Moving right along, the real NRL, thanks to the Rugby League Academy. Some nail-biter results on the weekend, mate. Two games finishing 24-22. We'll start with Maitland 24, West 22. Josh Griffiths with a double for Maitland. Chad O'Donnell, two tries, three from four conversions, and 14 points, but not enough for West. The battle of the Walsh brothers. Luke Walsh made an appearance off the bench for the Rosellas or the Maggots, depending on how you lot refer to them.
I saw the... Oh, he's getting off the plane Friday night. He won't be playing.
Mate, Matty Landry, the king of ducks and drakes. He thinks he's still catching New South Wales Cup playing and keeping things up his sleeve.
Taking it 1 week at a time. But, yeah, Maitland back on top. Well, I don't think they were when we left 2 weeks ago, but
yeah,
they're hitting some good form, mate.
That they are, mate. So that sees, as you say, that sees them jump on top. Macquarie, they're all but guaranteed the wooden spoon unless they can get two wins on the run home. They saw Andy Sumner return with a double in their 30-38 loss to Curry. Zach Dunstan with a double in the centres for the Dogs. And Cade Hardy at fullback continues his red-hot form with a try and 5 from 7 goals. Not a bad little haul, 14 points on a day out with a win that keeps their finals hopes alive. They're in equal fifth, just sitting in sixth on four and against.
Yep. 1 or 2 weeks to go.
Two to go, mate. Two to go.
Curry, yeah.
Yes.
Everyone can still make it, bar Macquarie. That's
good. No, Cessnock can't really, mate. Their 4 and against is horrible. Yeah, they need to win both weeks by about 50. And the fact is that West play Curry this week, which means that Cessnock can't catch both of them. South, speaking of Cessnock, South 30, Cessnock 10. Lachlan Walmsley continued his red-hot try-scoring form with another double, and... South locked themselves in to third place on 4 and against. Another win will see them guaranteed 2 bites of the cherry. They're all but guaranteed now with their 4 and against being far superior.
Yep. Not there. Souths are, yeah, I think they're, I reckon they're the dark horses, mate.
Pretty hard to see a side that's sitting one win off first.
Oh, I know they're dark horse, mate. But the way they started, I reckon you wouldn't want to play them in the semis.
Yeah, well, mate, I think if you wanted to play anyone in the semis, it'd be Macquarie, but they're not going to be there. Final match of the round, Central 24, got out of jail against Lakes 22. Cameron Anderson with a hat trick. Steve Gordon's boot was the difference. 4 from 4 conversion, including a late sideline conversion for Lakes in their 22. Kyle Kennedy, 1 try and 3 from 4 conversions. I think that Lakes had 3 players out on New South Wales Cup duty, including their talisman front rower, Junior Rokika, the Fijian international.
Gordon's got Central out of jail a few times this year with his goal
kicking. His goal kicking's come to the fore this year. I don't believe he was even the first choice goal kicker at West when he was there. So
Walker was, wasn't he?
Yeah, so very interesting, mate. So that sees the ladder. Maitland 18, Central 17. I think it was only 2 weeks ago they were sitting outside the 5. South 16 plus 64, Lake 16 plus 21. As I said, Souths are pretty much 2 wins in front of West and Curry now just due to their 4 and against being so much better. West 14 minus 22, Curry 14 minus 46, Cessnock 10, Macquarie 7. As I said, Cessnock and Macquarie looking to 2019 now. Speaking of those two sides, they play, they're the first game off the rank, Saturday 3 o'clock at Cessnock Sports Ground. Who do you like here?
Yeah, I think Cessnock, mate. I just think Macquarie, yeah, they've lost all hope, I reckon, and I think Cessnock will get it done.
Right, I'm going to go with the score. So I like what I saw in the highlights against Curry. Cessnock were pretty average against Souths, and mate, they'll be looking to take something out of this season, and the fact they got Andy Sumner back on deck and he hit the ground running with a double, look for the Scorps to upset the Gwanners at home. Next up, mate, first place fourth, Maitland host Lakes. Still not sure about the team lineups here, mate. It could very much depend on who turns out for the Knights in New South Wales Cup, who's on duty in terms of those three key players for Lakes.
It's the feature match this week too, mate, I believe, from what I saw on there online. But I think Maitland are marching towards a minor premiership, mate, and I think they'll get this done in a big way.
Yeah, right. Big way, mate. What are we talking?
32-14.
Yeah, not too bad, yeah. I'm gonna go Maitland in an absolute arm wrestle with Ryan Walsh to refine his goal-kicking form to win for them. Next up, mate, another cracker. Third host, South v Central, Townsend Oval. Can Steve Gordon's laser boot get the Butcher Boys home here again?
Barney will be hoping so, mate. But
the big boys coaching, Barney versus Benny Cross.
Yeah, it's going to be... I think this game will be an arm wrestle, mate. I think it could be less than 3 points, this one.
Less than three, so two.
I reckon two.
So is it going to be Steve Gordon's boot to get him home?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Central, even though I just put South as my dark horse. I'm going to go Central by 2, 18-16.
I'm going to go South to win this one, 28-18. I think Lachlan Worms and Harry Van Darter will continue to carry them across the line, and I'd be a very surprised man if Lachlan Wormsley is playing in the Newcastle Rugby League next year, the form he is in. final match of the round, mate. Another cracker. It's an absolute cracker of a weekend. The Sunday game, the only Sunday game over at Harker. West host Curry. Mate, this one's crucial. If West win this one, due to the fact they're already sort of 24-4 and against points in front of Curry, it means that Curry are going to need a massive result next week to sneak into the five. So it's going to be crucial, mate. Can the Bulldogs go down and win in the Rosella's home patch?
Rosella's nest. Curry rolled them a few weeks ago in the catch-up game too, didn't they?
I believe they did, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Curry, mate, to upset the big boys, and I think they'll get it done, by about 10.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go with West to continue their form. I expect them to potentially have Luke Walsh starting in the halves this week. His experience will pay. It'll be a battle worth watching Luke Walsh versus the freak Jade Porter. It'll be more than worth the price of admission. So
more value for your money.
One of the best imports from Newcastle for the Super League, and one of the best players running around in Country Rugby League to not have made New South Wales Cup in the NRL in Jade Porter. It will be an absolute cracker. There's good halves running around in the Newcastle Rugby League this year.
It's a good comp. That's why the comp's so
big. You've got CUC on Brad Murray. You've got Andy Sumner at Macquarie. You've got Ryan Walsh, Luke Walsh, Kyle Kennedy, South. Nick Newman. Sorry, who's that?
Jason Keelan at South.
Yeah, mate. I don't know that he's quite in that class. Wormsley at South, mate. It's phenomenal. So plenty of footy on offer, and I think that's why the competition's so close this year. So mate, I'm going to go to West, as I said, to win this one. You've got Curry. I think West will pretty much lock in the order of the top five. Well, not the order, but the population of the top five, I should say. So
they could jump Lakes, could they?
They need to win both games and have Lakes drop both games, really, because there's 40-something points of for and against. And we don't tend to see too many massive blowouts involving those teams up there too often. We'll jump across to the round ball action, mate.
Yeah.
Now, I was a bit pushed for time, so I haven't gotten the goal scorers from this week, so I'll just fire through the results last week. There's some interesting ones, mate. Adamstown 3, Valentine 2. That relegated Valentine at 2, guaranteed the wooden spoon. Lambton 0, Maitland 1, which really put a cat amongst the pigeons. It means Lambton, while they're guaranteed to make the finals, could finish in 4th. Very interesting there. Edgeworth 1, Lake Macquarie 0, sees Edgeworth claim the minor premiership. Broadmeadow 0, Hamilton 3. I think the Magic have put the queue in the rack with an eye on the semi-finals and the FFA Cup. And Western 2, the Jets 2, Charlestown City had the bye. So mate, basically what that means is it's down to 5-team race for 4 spots. Charlestown City are 3 points out of the finals, but their issue is they need Hamilton and Maitland both to lose, and they need Maitland to lose by about 8 goals and them to win by about 9. So there's 17 goals behind them for against. So Charlestown City's season is over. Pretty much comes down to Lambton, Maitland and Hamilton, depending on results this weekend, as to who goes in there. And Broadmeadow have made their intentions fairly clear in the fact that they're not going to be going red hot hard at this game. Maitland have moved the game to line up with the Hamilton game, so that there's no chance of, coerced results or anything like that.
Yeah,
first game off the rank, though, mate. Lake Macquarie host Lambton. I'm going to go the draw here. Lambton know all they need is a draw to secure third place, although a win could get them into second if Broadmeadow do hold on. But at the end of the day, they just play each other in a two-league semi-final anyway. So I'd expect Lambton to just be happy enough to take a draw here and maybe even just defend for nil-all or one-all.
Yeah, I'm going to go late, Mac, mate. Sam Walker with a double and finish the year on a high.
Yeah, I just don't see the motivation, I'll be honest, but that's all right. Next up, mate, the Jets host Charlestown City. There's not much at play for either of these sides here. Neither of them can really move from where they are. I mean, Charlestown could leapfrog Hamilton if Hamilton lose, but, yeah, mate. Charlestown City to win 1-0.
I think Charlestown will win by a big margin, but it'll be all
big
too,
margin.
All little, too little, too late. Yeah, about 4-0, I reckon.
Yeah, I just don't see the incentive for them, mate, to be honest. Whereas the Jets, at least they have a few players playing for contracts. Next up, mate, the first of the 6 o'clock Saturday games. Maitland host Broadmeadow. Maitland, no, a win here will guarantee them fourth spot or potentially third. Well, they could jump into third depending on the length and results, so they'll know what happens if Lake Mac do upset them. They could potentially have a shot at Broadmeadow instead of Edgeworth. How do you see this one shaping?
I'm going to go an entertaining draw, mate, and put the tents. It'll be tents on Saturday night, I reckon.
Well, they'll both be tents, mate, so there'll be spies at both grounds, I would have thought, communicating down. If Western score early, Maitland might just ease off, and there's all sorts of theories at play here, but I'm going to go Maitland. As much as I'd love to see Hamilton get in, our mate Reece Cooper, I think Maitland will get it done here. I just think Broadmeadow will really be in cruise control. I'm going to go Maitland to win this one 2-0. Next up, as we said, Hamilton versus Western. Hamilton obviously must win game for them if they want to have any chance. They basically need to win and have Maitland draw. A win by Maitland will see them out of reach. And a loss by Maitland and a draw with Hamilton won't be enough unless Maitland lose by 7, which I can't see happening. So Hamilton will be going all out attack against Western and trying to get a win. And I think they will win here. I'm going to say they'll win 4-1 against the Bears, mate.
Yeah, I think they will, mate. I don't know what Broadmeadow dished out last week, but I think they'll have their tails up Hamilton, and I think they're going to sneak in, mate. And I think they're going to get it done by 3-0 again.
3-0. So you go Maitland to draw, Hamilton to win, Hamilton to sneak into fourth place on 33. So they will play Edgeworth next week. Speaking of Edgeworth, the one Sunday game sees our minor premiers travel to our Wooden Spooners. Mate, what do you like here?
I'm going to go Edgeworth by a big way, and I think Daniel McBreen is going to get sent out a winner here, mate, and I think potentially it could be his last game too.
Well, they're talking that he might be back for the grand final and they might play him if he's back.
Got a coaching gig.
Yeah, he's got a coaching gig. The assistant coach of Guam.
Yes.
Mate, great to see you. Great to see you know, helping out some lower tier nations, and it's a good experience, obviously, for Daniel to come back to Northern New South Wales NPL, and, certainly a great opportunity for him, and it's obviously been something in the works for a while, which has been why he's been playing off the bench lately. Yep. I think Edgeworth will win comfortably. They'll want to continue to build their form, even though they've already got two hands firmly on that minor premiership. It is theirs for the keeping. A few people blowing up that Northern New South Wales didn't have the minor premiership trophy out there to present to them last week. Probably is a little bit disappointing, considering they were at home. It wasn't a case of having to rush somewhere else. All they needed to do was win, keep it there. If they don't win, put it back in the car.
Sounds fair to me, mate.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the Northern New South Wales NPL. We'll jump into the FFA Cup quickly, mate. While we've been away, the Jets won, defeated the Gold Coast United 0. A great Gold Coast Knights 0, sorry. Great win for the Jets.
First ever
round of 32 win. First time we've come up against a non-A-League team. We'll get there eventually. A lot of people disappointed with the result, though, thinking that we didn't win by enough.
Yeah, they got off the bloody plane 24 hours before. I'm happy with
a win's a win in cup football, my friend.
I'm happy with the win. They, you know, they're through. They've got the big wigs next time, City. So
yeah, we'll get to that in a sec, mate. So the great man, the great man with the goal, off. Nikolai Topor Stanley, getting the win there, which is great. We see two Newcastle teams go through, and we actually had three away games last time. We're getting a home game in the round of 16, which is great. Broadmeadow will host the Bentley Greens on Tuesday, the 21st August, so next Tuesday at 7:30 at Magic Park. So everyone get down there. Bentley knocked off Wellington.
Where you go, mate? Pod from the show?
No, mate, I will be on the road, unfortunately. I would have loved to have gone down there with our friends Josh from Crossbar Capers, but he'll give us a bit of an update. I might even see if he can
give us a report. I'll go get some video footage for you, mate.
Might even see. What, on your iPhone?
I'll go down, take the boys.
Yeah, mate, go and invest in a camera. Get out there. You got plenty of cash. Your surveyors are paid well. Mate. You know, many bills do you with four kids in a house?
Not many at all, no.
You've paid for the wedding now, you're all good. And of course, as you said, Melbourne City will host the Jets Wednesday, the 29th of August, which will be two shows time. So next week we'll have a bit of a preview of that one. 7:30 at Amy Park. So
you go there for work that week, mate?
No, I won't be, mate. I did just, however, lock in with our friends at Primax Sports Tours. I'm going to go to the round two match against Adelaide.
Nice.
Can't get to round one against Wellington. Myself and Josh that we just talked about from Crossbar Capers. one of our podcast allies, if you will. Josh and I are looking at going over there with potentially with our better halves. So getting across there and really doing some stuff with Primax Sports, who is our major sponsor for the show. And as I said, Crossbar Capers. So that'll be great. And plenty of opportunities there. But mate, as I said, we'll get more in depth to the round of 16 game between City and the Jets, a City side with no Daniel Arizani. Now he's gone off to Man City.
And, no Joey Champness for the Jets, mate.
Yeah, broken foot, mate. So again, we'll see what comes as we head on. Finally, mate, Newcastle and Hunter Rugby Union, Hamilton, big winners, clinched the minor premiership, 68, Beaches 18, Fiso Vasagotti with a hat-trick from the wing and the big bustling Fiji and Seva Rokoboro with a double, mate. Hamilton far too classy for my Beaches boys.
They were, mate, they were, and I think they're really hitting their straps now. Coach Bubba will have them primed, mate.
Yeah, so, mate, and a shout-out, mate, to fourth-grade superstar, Big Dog, who absolutely excelled in commentary, mate. He might be taking Gareth's job after that, mate. And while we're on the Rugby Union, mate, we're doing a show, or not where, I am doing a show with Gareth and Annika from the NHRU this week on Friday, so just a bit of a run into the finals and stuff. So really looking forward to an opportunity to get together with Gareth from Bar TV. I was having a chat to him on Saturday out at Hamilton, and yeah, both very primed for that. So another great bit of coverage, so make sure you check that out. It'll be on the NHRU site, and we'll make sure to share it as well. Other results, mate. This one, I think the referee must have lost control. Lake Macquarie 26, Carlton 70. I think there was about 53 yellow cards.
Five. 3 weeks in a row had five yellows.
Mate, have you thought about just not taking your cards? Oh, you can't give them out if you don't have them. Yeah, just let the boys play. Let the boys play.
A few nervous blokes sitting on two yellows coming into the semis, mate.
Yeah, well, mate, at least you didn't pull out any reds like a couple of the other referees. But anyway, doubles for Sam Dart and Costa Sikiotis.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah, I'll give it a crack, mate. Is he a Greek international or...?
Just a mirror of the boy.
Mate, he might qualify. He might have to can Strawny or Mick Gill or someone confirm that for us and just let us know whether or not Costa is eligible for the Greek national side. That'd be great.
Barts did score for Labour Court.
Mate, Barts is, he's turned into a try-scoring machine for Lake Macquarie. So, get amongst him for any time try scorer this week with Sportsbet. Yeah. They'd offer betting on that, surely, wouldn't they? Mate, plenty of big results. Singleton 19, Nelson Bay 62, double for Cooper Harris in a losing effort. Sapardi Peñata with a red card, mate. You know what happened there? I didn't catch the footage.
That was on I didn't see the footage either, but I heard it on good authority. It was on a touch judge report.
Dobbers with flags. I love them. Yes. Do we know what the incident was? Or
I believe it was an elbow.
Nice. Very nice. Don't mind a few of those myself. He'll
be sweating because they've got the week off this week.
So if he gets suspended, he'll be out of action for the first semi-final. And a double for Charles Fielder. Had 9 try scorers in total, the Gropers, and 10 tries. So a good day at the office for them up at Rugby Park. Yes. The winner of the July Field of the Month.
Yeah,
and we've got a couple of nominations coming in already. I think we're up to 3 nominations already for this month. Keep them coming.
I don't know if you... My Bar TV mic didn't work last week, but a friend of the show, Chris Hunt, nominated Walters Park again on Saturday, in the game.
Mate, Chris Hunt, mate, dead set. Like, he just does anything to get a mention on this show. How about this, Chris? If you can do something of spectacular nature and send us the clip through, I will guarantee you a nomination for Man of the Week. I want to see something spectacular, not outside of the laws of the game. Just do something and not just Sledge and J-Lo. That'd be great.
Sledging me on Saturday.
A work colleague of yours as well, so plenty of banter, I'm sure, during the week.
Yes.
And the final match around, mate, Uni 19, Maitland 58. 4 players with doubles for Maitland. The love was shared around. And the great man, the multiple jersey wearing, played at a few clubs. Big Willie So, unfortunately, red carded. Can you shed some light on that incident?
I don't believe it was punching.
Really, I would have thought it was for hugging someone too hard. Well, he's a lovely bloke off the field, isn't he? He's a fierce competitor on there. I will give him that.
That was his 251st first grade game too, mate.
He's only about
28. 251 first grade games that was. And
so hang on, let me work this out. There's about 20 a year tops. So that means he's been playing first grade since he was 6. Since he's about 16, 17?
No, he's had a few years at good clubs that have
gone. No, well, literally, if he, how much do you say? He's 28. 28,
29,
12 yeah. games a year, at 20 games a year, at 12 years is 240. So go back 12 years from 28 is 16. He had to make his first grade debut at 16. He wasn't allowed to do that.
He was playing Colts when he was 14 for East or Waratahs. Or...
Right, yeah. Like I said, a great bloke off the field, does play very hard and would have kept you on your toes plenty of times, though. I've got a lot of time for Willie, so hopefully he doesn't cop any more than a one match for his sake and is available for the Blacks run into the finals. So I think they're going to put a cat right amongst those Hamilton Hawks pigeons.
Yes, yes. Sepp and Mungy will be sweating on judiciary tonight, I believe, so... Yeah, but the top five's locked in, mate.
It is locked in. It's just the finishing order, mate. So Wanderers are guaranteed to be playing in an elimination final, and Hamilton are guaranteed the week off. Outside of that, nothing else is guaranteed.
Nelson Bay will finish fourth, I believe.
Nelson Bay and Wanderers are guaranteed to play in the elimination semi-final.
Yep.
So basically, it is pretty much set in. It's just about who finishes where. All the finals at number two this year.
They're all at number two, mate.
So basically what we're saying is, I'll take all back what I just said then. I miscalculated. So Hamilton will have the week off. Maitland will play Merriweather. Nelson Bay will play Wanderers because Nelson Bay do have the bye this weekend. I missed that.
It was all on last week's results because Wanderers had the bye.
Yeah. Southern Beaches, Singo University and Lake Macquarie will undoubtedly make pests of themselves at some rugby events over the coming weeks, which will be great to see. It's always entertaining. I'm hearing reports of a whole Beaches crew in budgie smugglers or something slightly more offensive at grand final day. That'll be great.
You're right.
I'm sure they'll all behave themselves very well and drink responsibly. This week, mate, there's some there's a semi-final preview, potentially. Minor Premiers Hamilton take on Wanderers. Mate, you know Bubba pretty well. Will he rest any cattle this week?
I think he'll rest a couple, but he'll also be trying to get some, you know, match play, I think, in blokes like Sherritt and a couple of the others that have been sort of out injured. So, but they've got, as you saw last week, they've got a smorgasbord of talent, mate. So,
mate, they've got three hookers, two halfbacks, 4, 5, 8, 7 centres, 6 wingers.
Yes. I'll be there, mate.
And, their second grade side was phenomenal. Rowan Kelly, who didn't even end up being needed on the bench in first grade. Mobby, who's obviously... much to the delight of the Southern Beaches crowd, got a yellow card in second grade. There was some good banter as he went off. Sitting on the bench of second grade, and a few of the boys had some feedback for him, so that was entertaining. Hamilton Wanderers, mate. I'm going to say Wanderers will get the upset here. Youngie the KG Fox is going to build some momentum, mate. I've got to go with something different. I'll go with Wanderers, the upset. But our mate Youngie out at Passmore. Jeez, mate, Passmore is like concrete at the moment. I've got some bark off me, as you can see here, and from attempting to run down a runaway fullback in third grade, didn't work too well. It's like concrete, and it's got Union on Saturday and League on Sunday, so it's going to be absolutely hammered. Next up, mate, Lake Macquarie. Can they get their first win of the season?
That a draw.
Yeah, first win of the season against Maitland. A Maitland side that will most likely... I'm going to say most likely be without Willie So without having seen the footage.
Yeah, they'll lift. But Maitland are in pretty good form and I really don't think they'll want to... Like, I don't know, it doesn't really matter, but they'll want to keep second and, yeah, they've seemed to have... They've got all their stars aligning.
They want momentum heading into the final. They're a very strong and deep side. Shout out,
Hollywood Delbo is back in P1s this week. He is officiating this game.
So he should, mate. He provided some of the best banter I've ever heard from a referee in second grade on the weekend. A lot of the referees that, you know, especially in the lower grades, as soon as players start saying something, they start snipping back or just tell them to shut their mouth. Mate, he was having a chat. He was getting in the banter at the scrum. Admittedly, the game was a bit lopsided, but he was having a great time. I did hear the Bar TV boys giving him some grief about his pace on the sideline, but, mate, he's got the nous to handle it. So good luck to Hollywood Delbo, mate. He's a crowd favourite.
He is.
The crowd's liking better than they like you. I know that much for sure.
That's true.
Speaking of, mate, where will you be this weekend?
I'll be at the first game.
You'll be at Hamilton Wanderers. All right.
Jumping in the car and going straight to the Bledisloe. So.
All right. Who bought that ticket for you, Dad? Big Al?
Part of the membership, mate.
Yeah, Big Al's membership. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Next up, mate, the battle for 10th spot. Is that right? 10th?
No,
6th. 7th.
7th.
7th and 8th. Maths is off.
Uni get a big win.
Yeah, Uni v Singleton, mate. I think Singleton will win, to be honest. I'm going to say Singleton to win 24-18. And I'm going to say 2 tries to Cooper Harris again.
Again?
He's fire. He's on fire, mate. And University's 18 will come from 6 penalty goals. Honne Edwards, the young gun. Final match of the round, mate. The one I'll be at, Southern Beaches versus Merriweather. Ernie Callan Field. I might even sneak pitch side for a bit and see what the chat is. Mate, I'm sure Beaches will be looking at spoiling.
Yeah, they will be. They will be, mate. But Carlton, they lifted last week against the Roos. And
it'll be interesting to see, though, what Carlton's motivation is this week. Yeah. Obviously, they want to carry momentum into the finals. But knowing that Maitland will more than likely beat Lake Macquarie, and even if they don't, they can only leapfrog them into second. So they're still going to play Maitland next week. You know, if it's close or Southern Beaches are up by, you know, a try or two late in the game, which we've seen they can do against Wanderers 2 weeks ago, what is in Coach Gill's interest of...
Yeah, I suppose injuries. He had to rest.
Does he start just putting some blokes on ice and just go, oh, well, this one's escaped from us, you know? Or does he, you know, go chips in?
I think they want to win. Gill was pretty...
Yeah, I'm not
to his game plan, and I know a few of the boys, they had to rest them, like, or didn't have to, but they told him, no, you're not playing this week. So I think Carlton will play all their players, mate.
Yeah, like I said, I asked a different question. I didn't say, will they play all their players, will they want to win? I said, if Southern Beaches with 15 to go are up by more than a try, are Merriweather still going to be going 100% for the throat, or are they going to have next week in the back of their mind?
No, I think they'll want to win.
Killer instinct to shine through. I'm going to go with my heart here. I'm going to tip Beaches with an upset. I'm going to say it's going to finish 42-38.
Entertaining.
Yeah, it'll be a defensive clinic. The great man, the red-headed flyer, Johnny Watson with a double. So that's he got a great try late last week. He managed to slice through two blokes that ran into each other. And because of that last night at training, he didn't pass a single ball. It was great. Mate, jump on to the man of the week. Thanks to Matt's mowing and maintenance. We've got 3 nominees, 2 from the league, 1 from the AFL. Brandon Thomas with 5 goals for Terrigal Avoca. Absolute shining star for them as they secured the minor premiership. He was the runner-up. I'll let you know that now. Cam Anderson was also nominated from Central with his hat-trick to get them across the line.
Is he the runner-up or the runner-up?
I'll tell you that in a second. But the final nominee, Jake Backers from the Belmont South Rabbitohs. He got a hat-trick in their crucial win against the Shorty Devils to see them still have a hope of finishing second. And the winner this week, mate, is the man from your side, Jake Backers with a hat-trick. So earned himself an hour of free mowing and maintenance. Yeah, so Matt can come round. He can clean your pool. He can... clean your gutters.
Have they been utilising him, mate?
One of our winners has used him, I believe. So he said the other day. So, yeah, that's 1 out of 3, I think. So it's out there for you guys. And any of the Belmont South boys, if you're listening in, make sure to tag Jake and let him know. But thank you again for your time, mate. We are out of time. As I said, there'll be those 2 interviews from the Knights. Hopefully get some stuff going with the Jets in the next couple of weeks as well as they build into their season. Make sure to check out... a couple of the other podcasts that support us this week in league. For any NRL fans out there, they're absolutely phenomenal. Check them out on Twitter. They're on all of the stuff. They're one of the biggest rugby league podcasts out there. Great blokes. And obviously Crossbar Capers as well. Josh, friend of the show. Use it to steal your line, mate. Yeah. He's a good man, and he's really getting deep into his soccer stuff. They cover off on the EPL, the A-League, the FA Cup, all that sort of stuff, and they're really ramping it up right now, mate.
Is the your little preview of the rugby this week with that, is that filmed or is that
podcast? I believe it's going to be on video.
We'll
so
share that on our
I believe page. Gareth and I are going to have to get there about 3 hours early to get our makeup done. So
he's flowing blonde locks.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's that good, but yeah, mate. Again, thank you for your time. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Any other thoughts, suggestions? Let us know. We're trying to get around with the finals coming up. And, yeah, mate, I suggest we'll be able to sit on the hill on NHRU Grand Final Day and watch first grade. What do you reckon?
Yeah, sounds good, mate.
Don't think you'll be out there? No, good luck to that, mate. All right, good luck to everyone this weekend. Thanks again for tuning in. Follow us on social media, all that sort of stuff. And, yeah, let's go Beaches this weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, quickly, one last one. Junior Rugby Union Finals, mate, this weekend at Maitland on Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Beaches have got about 3 sides in there, I believe. Big Jace Mullins has tipped me in. And all KFC venues are safe this week because it's a fourth grade bye. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.